Speaker, many of you know Dr. Mustafa Barghouti, a leader and activist from Ramallah. He's a chair of the Health Development and Information Center in Ramallah. He's a very renowned speaker against the Israeli blockade and his disastrous impact on healthcare and life in the occupied territories. Please welcome Mustafa Barghouti.
Dear friends, I just came from Ramallah, from Palestine, to bring to you the greetings and the appreciation of all the Palestinian people back there at home, who want to thank you all for everything you do in support of the Palestinian people. I want to thank you. Tonight, the people of Jabalia and Beit Lahia who are attacked by the Israeli tanks, the people of Jenin camp, the people of Qalqilia and Nablus will see these demonstrations on their TV and will understand that the solidarity movement with the Palestinian people is alive, continuous, and will continue till our victory. I want to thank the Palestinian Solidarity Campaign and the Muslim Association of Britain and all the wonderful groups, the trade unions, the anti-war movement, for all this wonderful work that you are doing for our people. I want to say that today, when we are celebrating the memory of the 55 years of the Nakba, we remember and we recognize that at this moment there is no more any difference between the Palestinians who were forced to become refugees in 48 or those who were forced to leave their homes in 67 or our Palestinian people that live now in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. We're all one people, deprived. We're all one people deprived of its freedom, deprived of its independence. We're all one people imprisoned, either in its camps or in the 300 clusters of prisons that Israel established. But we are more than any time before, we are now the Palestinians more determined than any time before to be free. To be free, to be free not anywhere but in our homeland, Palestine. The Palestinian issue. And I am saying that while we know that there will be a round of negotiations tonight, I am saying to them, and this is a message to those who are going to meet tonight, the Palestinian cause and issue is not a negotiation dispute. No. The issue of Palestine is not an issue of dispute over a small percentage of land here or there. No. The Palestinian issue is an issue of a people who struggle for their liberation. It's a national liberation issue. It's a struggle. It's a struggle of people against occupation, who want to end occupation, colonization, and all forms of oppression. We agreed as Palestinians to have an independent state and 22% of the land of historic Palestine. We agreed to accept a compromise, but they are now trying to compromise the compromise. and this will not be allowed to happen. We will never as Palestinians accept to falsify the idea of a Palestinian state, an independent and truly sovereign Palestinian state. Tell me, please, what is an entity that is provisional and that has no control over its borders or its sovereignty or over its water or an entity that does not have geographic contiguity? Is that a state? No, this is not a state. This would be a Bantustan or a series of Bantustans. This could be a ghetto, but not a state. And what we want is a real, sovereign, independent, democratic Palestinian state. What we want, and I say, if it was indecent, inappropriate, and unacceptable to make Jewish people live in ghettos, and if it was indecent, inappropriate and unacceptable to make South Africans live under apartheid in Bantustan, then it is also indecent, inappropriate and unacceptable to make Palestinians live in ghettos or Bantustan. Last week, Colin Powell came to Ramallah, to Jericho, and asked to meet us as people from civil society. And we met with him. And he asked a question. He said, I want to know what the Palestinians think and the people say, and what do they think. And I told him, the Palestinian people in the street now think more than anything else of its national unity. Its national unity, and it is so determined to prevent any division within its ranks. We told them, we want a Palestine that is free and democratic. We want a Palestine where Palestinians can live in dignity. The same dignity we've been deprived from for more than 55 years. We told them that democracy means free elections, and free democratic elections must happen also in Palestine. We also told them that it is Palestinians, and only Palestinians are the ones who can choose democratically and freely who can talk on their behalf. We know very well why Israel tries hard not to allow Palestinians to have a democracy. We know that because we know that Israel does not want a solution but an imposed arrangement and a regime that collaborates with it. Well, I want to tell them now, today, this will never happen. Palestinians will never allow this to happen. Let's speak about the roadmap, and we see on the ground now, today, yesterday, last week, Sharon is doing his best to destroy the roadmap, to destroy any potential for peaceful coexistence in our region. His invasions of Khan Yunis and Rafah and Beit Hanun have left on average 4 to 5 Palestinians killed every day. He is bringing 12 pages of changes and comments for the roadmap, which does not exceed 5 pages. He continues the settlement policy, and he used the war on Iraq to create a new plan to make the Berlin Wall, the new Berlin Wall that he's building in the occupied territories, to make it 700 kilometers length. The borders, by the way, between West Bank, Gaza Strip, and East Jerusalem, and Israel, the borders do not exceed 200 kilometers. He's building a wall that is 700 kilometers length. This is not for security. This is for annexation and theft of land and appropriation of the Palestinian territory. There is no security. There is no security in creating borders between Palestinians and Israelis by surrounding each Palestinian city and village with a wall or with checkpoints. He is building 3,500 kilometers of borders to protect 200 kilometers. This is a shame, and it is shameful for those who accept that this policy continues from the side of Israel, for those who accept that Israel continues to be outside the ranks of international law and imperative to international law. If the United States and Israel want to see a solution in the Middle East, then the road is very short and easy. All they need to know to do is to pressure Israel to abide by United Nations resolutions. Is to force Israel to stop violations of human rights and to end this terrible double standard that exists in our world. Now Israel is continuing and upscaling their attacks. Now they are not attacking only Palestinian cities and villages and camps. They're conducting now a campaign against the wonderful, wonderful international solidarity movement. They're conducting a campaign against grassroots international protection for the Palestinians, against ISM, and even against Palestinian medical relief, only because we've been very determined in creating a strong solidarity movement with the Palestinian people, because we know very well that the victory and the success of the Palestinian people will depend on two factors: our struggle and resilience, as well as your solidarity. The Palestinian problem continues because occupation continues. This has become the longest occupation in modern history. Until this moment, the Israeli army has killed 2,440 Palestinians in this intifada. They've, among them, 22 doctors and nurses who were killed while trying to provide medical care to people. Among them are 9 journalists, including James Miller, the British journalist. The number also includes 2,000 Palestinian civilians who were killed in their homes, in their streets, in their hospitals, in their schools. It includes 500 children who were also killed, and it includes 46,000 Palestinians who have been injured, 3,000 of whom have become disabled for the rest of their life. These numbers are very huge for a small population of 3.6 million people. If we had the population of the United States, you would be talking about 190,000 people killed and 3.7 million people injured. This is the size of the crime. 100 men, women, and children have died only because they were prevented from crossing the checkpoints to get medical care and treatment. There is no justification for this. There is no excuse for forcing 45 Palestinian mothers to give birth at checkpoints. There is nothing in the world that can justify the agony and frustration and fear of a Palestinian mother giving birth at a checkpoint and fearing not only for her life, but for her, the child she's giving birth to. There is no excuse. There is no excuse and no justification for the death of the 21-year-old girl, Aisha, from Tibya, whom I knew, whose only fault in life was that she was suffering from kidney problem and she needed kidney dialysis, and the Israeli checkpoints would not let her pass. There is no justification for the death of Rachel Corey. There is no justification for the pains that Tom Handel and his family are facing now. And let me tell you, friends, there comes a time when people cannot take injustice anymore. And this time has come to Palestine. There comes a time when injustice must end. The suffering of Palestine must end. This injustice must end. Settlements must end. All Palestinian prisoners must be free. Occupation must end. And Palestine, with your efforts and our struggle, Palestine will be free. Thank you.